Welcome to the Showtime call. If you'd like to ask a question, please hit star one on your telephone keypad and we'll access your line during the question and answer session. I will now turn it over to Vice President of Sports Communications at Showtime, Chris DiBiagio.
Thank you very much, Debbie. Good afternoon to all the press, and thank you for taking time to be on the call with us today. In anticipation of Saturday's Showtime Championship Boxing Triple Header, we have on the line with us today Steven Espinoza, our Executive Vice President and General Manager for Showtime Sports, event promoter Yvonne Michel, Leon Margulies of Warriors Boxing, as well as our main event fighters, 2013 Fighter of the Year and WBC World Champion Adonis Stevenson, and his challenger fighting out of Chicago, Andre Fonfara. Of course, we're looking forward to getting to Montreal later this week and having a great show for you on Saturday. Quick TV times for anyone that doesn't know, Saturday's championship boxing show on Showtime is televised live at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. And our preliminary fights, which would be a two-fight card of Showtime Boxing on Showtime Extreme, begins at 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. So with that, I'd like to turn it over and introduce Steven Espinoza for some opening comments from Showtime. Steven?
Thanks, Chris. This is somewhat of a long time coming, this event, at least for us here at Showtime. We wanted Adonis to fight on Showtime for quite a while. Personally, I became interested, you know, way back several years ago when Emmanuel Stewart first mentioned Adonis to me. We had Adonis scheduled to fight on Showtime in 2012 until some bad luck intervened. So we've been waiting for Adonis, or waiting for Superman, if you will, for quite some time. We're very excited to have him on the network. But Andres is not someone to look past. He is a very good puncher. He's a very good boxer. I think his boxing skills are very underrated. And I believe this main event, Stevenson Fonfara, is going to be a much tougher fight than many of you may think. I said it about Matisse and Molina a couple weeks ago. I was proven right there. I said it about Mayweather and Maidana. I was proven right there. And I expect a very competitive, tough fight in our main event. And more broadly, I expect, you know, five very tough televised fights. We have two fights on Showtime Extreme, which are going to feature two very promising up-and-comers in well-matched competitive fights. And our three-fight telecast, I think top to bottom, I expect, again, you know, competitive fights, great action, and we're very much looking forward to Saturday. Chris?
All right, thank you very much, Stephen. Before we continue, operator, the instructions for a call one more time, please.
If you'd like to ask a question, please hit star 1 on your telephone keypad, star 1.
All right, thank you. So let's continue now. I'd like to have the promoter for this week's event, Yvonne Michel, head of Group Yvonne Michel out of Montreal, take over from here. We're thrilled to be back coming up to Canada, Yvonne. So some opening remarks from you, and if you would, introduce the rest of our principals today.
Very good. Thank you very much, everybody, to be there. First of all, I want to tell you that we are very excited of this new venture and the first event for Adonis Stevenson to be on Showtime. So we want to thank Mr. Stephen Espinoza, the Executive Vice President and General Manager, for giving us that opportunity. May 24th, it will be at the Bell Center. We are expecting between 7,000 and 8,000 people. It's going to be a great night. We have called it Collision because the punching power of Adonis Stevenson, but on the show also, on the extreme part, we're very happy to have Eliezer Alvarez, a very promising light heavyweight who is 14-0, who will be on the opening of Extreme, and David Lemieux. Most of you have heard about David Lemieux. He is a puncher of almost the caliber of Adonis Stevenson. He will be the co-feature against Fernando Guerrero, so we are very, very excited of showcasing David Lemieux for that event. So Superman was the fighter of the year in 2013, and that year was well beyond all prediction, beyond all imagination. It was an exceptional year for Adonis, for an exceptional boxer and an exceptional puncher. He rose to the rank of international superstar, and he is undoubtedly the best puncher on the planet. In his run, he became champion by knocking out Chad Dawson in 76 seconds, unless it was not even a year ago. And since then, he had defended the title twice, again by knockout against Tavares Cloud and against Tony Bellew. It's going to be his third defense of his title, the WBC, the ring, and the lineal title. His opponent is ranked number one by the IBF, number one by the WBO, and number three by the WBC. And I would like to introduce our co-promoter for this event, Mr. Leon Margulies, who will introduce his fighter.
Thank you, Yvonne, and thank you, Stephen, and thank you, Showtime, and Chris, and thank you, all the writers, for being on this call. Andre is a great young talent. We believe a future champion. We're not discrediting the year that Adonis Stevenson has, and we're certainly not predicting an easy fight. But Andre believes, and I believe, that he can win the world title on Saturday night. I've been working with Andre for a couple of years now. I know my partner, Louis DeCubis, is very fond of him, and my other partner, Dominic Pozzoli, who really been working with him for a long time and actually brought him to my attention. And it all happened a couple of years back when I brought Glenn Johnson, who former great light heavyweight champion, up to Chicago in a fight that most people thought Glenn would win. And Andre Fonfara beat Glenn handily that night and proved to the world that he belonged in the elite in the light heavyweight division. Andre has continued beating top fighters and former champions like Gabriel Campillo, and really is now ready to step into the limelight and try to win his first world title. The other interesting thing is when I first signed Andre Fonfara, I said to him, of all the champions and all the people, all the fighters, and all the opportunities you have, who do you want to fight if you get an opportunity to fight? Anybody you want, and for any world title you want. And he said, I want to fight Adonis Stevenson for the WBC Light Heavyweight Championship. So he is very, very excited. And, of course, I'm sure he's thrilled to be on Showtime because it'll be his first experience on premium cable television. And we're all very happy. And my dear friend Yvonne Michel made the event possible by giving us the opportunity. So I want to thank everybody, and I'd like to introduce the next light heavyweight champion of the world, Andre Fonfara.
Hey, how are you, everybody?
Thank you, Andre. We're well.
Andre, why don't you say a few words and talk about your training camp and how's everything going for this fight?
Everything's going right. My training camp is like almost 10, 12 weeks. We spent a couple of weeks in Chicago. Then we fly to Big Bear, California. We train in Abel Sanchez gym and Summit. We spent like 2 weeks, and then we come in here, you know. I'm ready for this fight. All camp go great. I have good sparring partners, good preparation, and I'm ready for this fight.
Thank you, Andre, and thank you, Yvonne.
Yvonne, if you'd like to continue.
Yes, okay. There's just a word. I'd like to thank Andre and Leon Margulies. We had scheduled a conference call like that for when we were fighting Tavares Cloud, but the Cloud's team and Don King didn't show up. So it's the first time we're doing it in over 7 months. And so we had a great collaboration from Andrew, from his team, from Leon. Anytime we needed anything, we had a great collaboration. So I want to thank them for their participation and their close collaboration with us. So Adonis Stevenson has won his last 10 fights by knockout. While you progress usually in the ranking, while you get better opposition, usually the knockout ratio is slimming down. But it has been the other way around for Adonis. Better was the opposition. Better was his opponent, but more he wanted to win the fight. Easier it became for him to get the good timing and finally to knock out his opponent. He won, he won his last 13 fight by knockout. He is an exceptional puncher with both hands. He can hurt you and knock you out with one punch anytime in the fight. Every time a fighter comes in the ring with a plan, with a strategy, all that strategy goes out the window the first time, the very first time he gets hit by Adonis. So he's coming from Blainville, Quebec. His record is 23-1 with 20 wins by knockout. He has fought 93 rounds. He is the champion of the WBC, the ring, and the linear champion. Like I said, it is his third defense. I introduce you the champion, Adonis Superman Stevenson.
Hello, everybody. This is Superman in the building.
Superman, baby. Superman in the house.
So, Adonis, some remarks, some comments about your preparation?
My preparation, great preparation, tremendous preparation. And I'm ready for the fight. I'm waiting. And I'm excited 2014 and to get in the ring and to show everybody what Superman can do.
All right. Thank you very much, everyone. Operator, if we have any questions in queue, let's turn it over to the press, please.
Our first question comes from Lem Satterfield with RingTV.com. Your line is live.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to two questions. One for Andre. Andre, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Do you feel, I know it's a typical question, but do you feel a little overlooked by Adonis? I mean, he's been talking and everybody's talking about him fighting Bernard Hopkins, and he's obviously earned, you know, his spot. And if so, how is that beneficial to you?
No, I don't think like that, you know. This business is like that, you know. You must think about next fight. And Adonis, you know, think about, you know, what happened in the next fight. I think what happened now, May 24, I'm ready for this fight. And I want to focus for this fight, you know. But, you know, everybody, you know, have his plan. And it's not a problem for me, you know. We talk about that. I think it's normal, you know.
Do you have any prediction on the fight? I mean, what about his style is conducive to your style?
You will see this, you know, May 24 when we go to the ring. I don't want to say nothing about my plan and what we do in the ring. You know, everybody see me and Addis on May 24, and everybody, you know, talk about this fight after finish this fight.
Okay, thank you so much, Andre. Adonis?
Yes.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good, man. And you?
I'm blessed. How hard is it to, I mean, you have been in the news a lot. You know, your negotiations with, you know, Al Haymon and the talk of unification, and you certainly have, you know, earned, you know, the attention. How difficult is it now to focus strictly on this fight and be honest about it?
You know, it's very important for me. I'm very focused on Frank Fowler. I'm not overlooking him, and I know he's going to be ready. He's training for the fight. It's been long. It's been a while. He's training for a while. So I train for him. You know, I, you know, so I don't overlook. And you know, I go one fight at a time, and so I'm gonna take care of business on Saturday. I'm ready for the fight. You know?
And then my next question is for you and for Stephen Espinosa. Stephen, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Adonis, there's a lot, even though, you know, you've earned what you've earned, if you lose, if you were to lose, pretty much all of that would go away, don't you think? And how much of a sense of urgency does that place on you winning and perhaps winning impressively given the guy you're facing?
I'm prepared for this fight, so I'm not looking for a lose. I'm not looking for a lose. I'm here. I'm a champion, and I'm here to win. And I'm going to win by knockout. That's it. You know, I'm not looking for a loss, and I'm not looking for about that. You know, I trained very hard for that, so I know I'm going to win, and I'm going to win by knockout. And I'm ready. I'm ready to fight.
Hey, Adonis, this is Chris here. I'm going to interrupt you, Lem. Can you please speak up a little bit? Some of the press are having trouble hearing your responses, and I'm just trying to make sure you have the receiver right up to your speech. Thank you.
Okay, that's good.
I did hear him, so I don't need him to repeat it, but if you feel like he needs to repeat it, that's fine. But I did hear him. So, Stephen, can you characterize, you know, even though he's a big part of your plans and the potential for a fight with Bernard Hopkins, how much is at stake for him, and how I don't know, is it devastating? Would that be accurate characterization if he were to lose to an Andre Fonfara?
I'm not sure if devastating is the right way to describe it. Look, my sense of Adonis is that he's got his own motivation, so whether it's losing a title or losing a unification fight or anything like that, that's all secondary. He wants to win because he's used to winning and wants to continue winning. And, you know, you've got a challenger on the other side who, I'll repeat, is a very underrated boxer and with good punching skills. So I expect a very competitive fight, and no one has anything to be ashamed of in losing this fight. This is a well-matched competitive fight.
But again, from a marketing standpoint, if he were to lose to Fonfara, that kind of throws a wrench into some of the plans.
Well, so, right. Look, here at the network, our goal is to hopefully televise a title unification fight eventually. You know, we don't have any particular preferences on who the titleists are. We would just like to be able to televise and bring to the fans a series of fights which result in a unified light heavyweight title. I will say that, you know, a good amount of the fascination with Adonis and his popularity is that he is such a big puncher, and he has these highlight reel knockouts. You know, that's not something that's going to go away with a loss here or a loss there.
Okay.
So, yes, it does. You know, it does throw a wrench in his plans for a unification fight, but, you know, there's still plenty of value and plenty of interest in Adonis as a fighter.
That's exactly what I was looking for. Thank you so much, guys, and good luck in the fight.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Dan Rayfield with ESPN. Your line is live.
Thank you very much. Hello, Adonis.
Hello, Dan.
It's good to talk to you. Adonis, I'm wondering if you could talk about your motivations for seeking to go on a path that would lead you to a fight with Bernard Hopkins as opposed to the fight that was talked about so much with Kovalev?
You know, I want to be a legend, and all of them, you know, I want to be on the part of the boxing, the legend, you know. So that gives me a lot of motivation to push my body and to very, very hard and the high level and keep training and focus on fight by fight, you know.
And I'm here.
And, you know, I'm here to win, you know what I'm saying? So I'm very motivated.
Very much what at ease, you said?
So he said he's very much motivated.
Oh, Okay.
Motivated.
Adonis, how do you respond to some of the people that look at the decision that you made and say, well, you know, Bernard's a great name. You know, he's got a tough fight with Fanfara, fine. But he's ducking Kovalev because of the deal that you accepted. How do you respond to those people?
No, those people don't understand about business, the network, and with HBO. So that's Alleman. Alleman this him, he negotiated with the network, and he made good the fighter get paid. He made good the fighter get the lightest pay, you know. And you know, Alleman make that. That's why I take him, because he's the best manager of the world, and he make sure everything is right for the network, and you know. So he find everything, you know. So it's not about the donkey, it's about business. And if Kovalev, you want to fight him, I don't have a problem to fight Kovalev. It's not about Kovalev. So I'm gonna win one day, and I'm sure. Alleman's gonna make the business with Yvonne Michel, so he's gonna make it happen.
Okay, do you have any concerns at all then? Is it on your mind in any way that as you go into this very important fight with Fanfara on Saturday, that the Kovalev side is suing you, is suing Al, is suing Golden Boy, is suing Showtime, I think, is suing basically everybody over what their belief was that there was an agreement made for that fight this fall?
I let Alleman take care of that, you know. I'm not concerned about that, you know. This is Alleman going to take care of that. And my promoter is going to take care of that. I'm concerned that my fight. I'm focused on my fight. I'm focused with Fanfara. I'm not overlooking him. I'm very focused. And so I'm training very hard for this fight. So you know, that's my focus is for Fanfara, you know, not another fighter.
Okay, thank you for that, Adonis. Yvonne, could you address that? You know, you go into this with that litigation that's sitting right there. How do you respond to that? That you have to promote this fight while they're making a lot of noise on their side about the lawsuit and what they claim was a deal that was made before.
Yeah, well, they're making a lot of noise, but we are very happy to have, if they want us to go in court, it's no problem. Then we're going to be able to show that they misled everybody, that they lied publicly. So we will be able to expose them. Main time here, it didn't affect at all the preparation of the show. It didn't affect the ticket sale or the TV. At the contrary, I believe that brought more publicity on Adonis worldwide. There was more, the name of Adonis Stevenson was more in the media since the Belu fight than it was before that. So I think that's going to bring more publicity and more viewers on Showtime to watch that fight.
Okay. Yvonne, thank you very much. Adonis, good luck Saturday. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Kevin McRae with Bleacher Report. Your line is live.
Thank you, guys. Good afternoon, everyone. Adonis, Yvonne, everyone for doing this call. Stephen, my first question I'd like to start out with is for Adonis. My question to you, Adonis, is how much of the fact that you've become a boxing star kind of late in your career, I mean, you're 36 years old, which is obviously in today's boxing world not nearly as old as it used to be, but how much of your age and coming to stardom a little late in your career had to do with your decision to make the jump to Showtime for more money and more exposure?
First of all, you know, I want to thank Al about the Showtime, Al Avon. He make a great job. And he got Emmanuel Seward too, you know. He trained me, you know, and give me a lot of advice, and you know, he trained my footwork, my technique, and sugar, the nephew of Emmanuel, he do the same thing too, you know. So this is a lot of work, and I got a good team on my front of me, and you know, Al and Yvonne Michel, and Sam, Sylvia, you know. So I'm very happy, and so now I know I'm popular in boxing and star, and you know, but you know, I'm just, you know, I'm still focused on fight by fight, and I'm going over there and the ring, show people what I can do in the ring. And of course, I'm still very, very hungry. I want to make I want to make an history in the boxing. You know, I want to make a legend. So I'm very, very hungry for that.
All right. So my next question for you then is, obviously you came up as a fighter, you know, through Kronk and working with the late great Emmanuel Stewart. I just wonder if you could speak really quickly about the impact that he had on not only your professional career, obviously helping to shape you as a fighter, but what impact he had on you in terms of yourself as a person and your personal growth inside the ring and outside of the ring.
Yeah, you know, Emmanuel, when I saw him, he gave me a lot of advice, a lot of motivation, and it's not just about training. It's just and sometimes I'm with Hal home, we talking, and he's with my friend too. We talking the life, and we talking about the boxer who was a world champion and millionaire, and some a couple of years after, they don't have any money, you know, they don't save nothing, you know. So he explained me everything, and so I take the advice. And so he talked to me the first time he come here, and he saw me. He said, "You will become the world champion." And I said, "Oh yeah." He said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, you will be a star." So you know, and now, and you know, I'm here with Paso, and I'm here now, and you know, and so yeah, Emmanuel, you got good eyes and good position too.
I just want one more, and I'll let you go, Adonis. Obviously, you know, Fanfara is a tough challenger. He hasn't lost a fight in about 6 years. You know, he's been there with some pretty big name fighters in recent times. My question, I guess, is something that's probably been touched on a little bit already. I guess I'm going to try and take a little different angle. How do you, as a fighter, mentally make sure that you maintain focus when obviously, you know, no disrespect to the fight coming up on Saturday, because every fight is a losable fight in this game. But when everyone in the world and the boxing community is already seemingly looking ahead to Adonis Stevenson against Bernard Hopkins later on in the year, how do you make sure that you keep yourself insulated from that and keep your focus straight on the guy in front of you and not the guy who might come up next?
You know, I'm very hungry. And I'm not overlooking Andre Fanfara, and I'm very, very hungry. I'm very focused on Andre Fanfara, and you know the fight is coming up, so I'm not thinking on a fighter up game in July. I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking Fanfara. This is him. He's in front of me now. You know, that's it. That's him I'm looking for, and I'm very prepared for him. And I'll be ready, because I know he's gonna be ready for this fight, and I know it's gonna be a tough fight, and I will give a good show for everybody.
All right, great, Adonis. Thank you so much, and nothing but the best of luck and a safe fight to you and to Andre as well on Saturday.
Thank you.
If anyone would like to ask a question, please hit star 1 on your telephone keypad, star 1, and I'll access your line. And we do have a question from Mike Woods with Sweet Science. Your line is live.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the time to do the call. Question is for Adonis. Adonis, for people who haven't seen Fanfara, can you give us a scouting report on this guy? Tell me his fighting style and what are his strengths and his weaknesses, please.
I don't know. I don't know, you know. And it's knockout, you know. Knockout sell. That's what I'm going to do. Knockout.
You say you don't know what his style is, you're going to knock him out.
I'm going to knock him out. I don't have a game plan, this and that. I'm going on the ring, and I'm going to knock him out. That's it.
You don't have a game plan, you're going to knock him out.
I'm a crump fighter. And that's a close fighter. That's what you do. Knockout self. That's what I'm going to do. Knockout.
All right, good stuff. And I do want to get a sense of the stakes. No one is looking past any fighter, no one with half a brain. You're not looking past one far, but I do want to get a sense of the stakes. Is a fight against Bernard Hopkins next for you?
No, we don't care about the Hopkins, you know. No,
I'm not
the overlooking for Funfar. He's in front of me, and that's it, that's him. I'm not looking for Bernard Hopkins. After the fight, we can talk with Hopkins. You can call me.
After the fight.
Now take a business with Funfar.
After the fight, can talk about it. Did I hear you correctly say that maybe sometime down the line, though, you will fight Kovalev? You do believe you will step in a ring with Sergey Kovalev?
Yeah, Frankenstein Kovalev is going to wait. He's going to wait. Now I'm thinking for the fun for Frankenstein Kovalev, he's going to wait, you know.
But you do believe that some point you will fight him?
Oh, yeah. Of course I'm going to fight
him. Oh, yeah.
Anybody. I'm ready. For anybody. I'm going to fight
anybody.
You're going to come.
I'm ready.
But now it's Funfar in my head.
Now it's Funfar. And last question. If Emmanuel Steward were in your corner and in training camp and in your corner, what would he tell you to do to Funfar?
Knock him out. Go get the knockout. I know.
Go get the
knockout. Knockout cell. You have to knock him out.
People love knockouts, right? That's what many
people
used to
love
say.
Knockouts. He's exciting, you know. You know, the knockout, you know, since Mike Tyson, you know, when you go watch Mike Tyson fight, you know somebody going to get knocked out. And that's I'm going to bring to on Showtime. Somebody's going to get knocked out, you know.
I'm assuming that somebody is going to be Funfar, yes?
He's going to be Funfar, of course.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your time. Be well.
Thank you.
We have a question from Lem Satterfield with RingTV.com. Your line is live.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I missed Adonis, your response to Dan's question about the lawsuit. I know Yvonne said that it brought more attention to the fight. What were your thoughts on the lawsuit regarding you not fighting on HBO and now being on Showtime?
You know, that's it. I think that's Al Ayman and Yvonne Michel is going to respond about that, you know. You know, me, my job is go in the ring, knock everybody out, you know. That's my job. The network, that's Al Ayman and Yvonne Michel is going to take care of that.
Thank you very much. That's all I needed. Good luck in your fight.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Thank you, fighters. I just wanted to ask Andre one question I think that wasn't pointed out here, you know, regarding the power. Andre, are you with us?
Yes.
Is there a different preparation that you have to take when fighting a guy like Adonis Stevenson?
What? I'm sorry. Can you repeat?
Yeah. Is there a different preparation that you take when fighting a guy like Adonis Stevenson with the knockout power that he has? Do you have to take a different approach?
No, we got, you know, like physical, you know, we got same preparation like always, same training, same workouts, you know. We changed a little bit, you know, plan because he's southpaw. He got, you know, different style, and he prepared for this, you know. We got good sparring partners, and that's it, you know. I'm ready for this fight mentally and physically, and we're ready for Saturday.
All right, thank you very much. With that, I want to thank the fighters. I know it's a very busy week in Montreal, promoting the event and preparing for, of course, Friday's weigh-in and then Saturday's event. I want to thank Yvonne Michel, Leon Margulies, and Steven Espinoza for joining us, and all the press for taking time out today. We'll see you Friday with our live stream, Showtime Sports Press Pass Live online. We'll bring the weigh-in live to all blogs available to be embedded and such, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And on Saturday night, of course, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, live Showtime Championship Boxing's three-fight card, headlined by our fellows here, Adonis Stevenson and Andre Funfar. preceded by our Showtime boxing on Showtime Extreme at 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Thank you, everybody, and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Thank you. Bye.